let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A Penny for Your Thoughts, written by contemporary American poet Penny Johnson, is sure to delight any poetry lover. Penny's poetry has been published nationwide and worldwide. Some of her poetry become song lyrics. This poetry collection explores a wide range of themes and seeks to provide inspiration and satisfaction while enhancing the natural splendor of the world. Penny is an international poet, a member and advisor to the International Society of Poets. She helped the society write the largest poem for peace, still in progress, and sent it to the United Nations. She's a semifinalist in the North American Poetry Open and a semifinalist in the International Poetry Open, sponsored by Library of Poetry International. She's a National Author Registry member as well. It's a pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, Penny Johnson, author of A Penny for Your Thoughts. Penny, welcome back to the program. Always fun to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's nice to talk with you.
Fun to have you here, and the book is available wherever books are sold. We'll give you all that information. It's great for your personal library. It's great to have and to give as gifts, especially this time of year. Penny, let's talk about Penny for Your Thoughts. Been around receiving excellent reviews. What was the inspiration for writing this book? Why did you put this book, collection of your poetry, together?
Well, I always loved literature and English all of my life, and I was always number one. I was the editor of my school paper in high school. Later on, I took famous writer school, learning about more literature, how to write stories and plays, et cetera, et cetera. Then they found out that I was a poet. I did not know I was a poet. However, I did write a poem for my last year of school, and it went into my school alum book. But the bottom line is, so people begin to ask me to write poems for them. So then I found out, well, okay, now this is a lovely thing you might not know about. My doctor found this. He went to see his daughter in New York. Down in Times Square is a picture of me. And says, Strathmore's congratulates famous poet Dr. Jane Penelope Johnson, Ph.D. The doctor is Doctor of Letters, given to me from London, England. Where did I get that? The International Society of Poets in Washington, D.C. convention. I went there twice. The third time they come and they said, we want you to come. We want to use your book, A Penny for Your Thoughts, as an example how to write good poetry. I said, I'm so sorry I cannot come. My mother's ill. They said, well, we're going to use your book anyway. I said, very well. So this is lovely. The doorbell rang one day. I opened the door, and there's this great big trophy on my front porch in a box. And they sent it to me from the International Society of Poets, and they said, we want you to have it. And I was so thrilled. My husband said, isn't that sweet? I said, it is. And I still have it. I'm so proud of it. And so, but what was lovely, I got to meet poets from all over the world, Africa, South America, England, Paris, France, San Paul, name it. And one thing that we all decided, the one thing that we have as poets, we all want, we have a lot of love for people. And we want to lift people up and make them happy. That's the one thing we all had in common worldwide. You know, we all love people. Yes, we all love people. We want to build people up. Exactly.
Penny Johnson is our guest back on the program talking about her book of poetry, Penny for Your Thoughts, award-winning, best-selling, rave reviews, book available wherever books are sold. I was going to ask you about the ultimate goal, and I think maybe you mentioned that just a moment ago, making people happy. What is the goal when you write, when you wrote A Penny for Your Thoughts, when you talk about it, when you see people buying it, when you read poetry from that book, which I'll have Penny do as we go through the program today, what do you hope the reader takes away from reading A Penny for Your Thoughts? Because you touch on a lot of themes we can all relate to.
Well, the one thing, wherever you find anybody in life, we're all human, what country you're from. But some of my poetry, my grandson, this might sound a little sad to you, but it's a true thing. My grandson had something wrong with his leg, and we had to take him to a children's hospital, and it was horrible. We were afraid he would lose his leg. Well, he was in surgery, and there were a couple there, and their 16-year-old daughter was there, and they were going to think she was going to lose her leg. So I had a poem called Hope. We all have pain. We all have sorrow. Let's just get through today and welcome tomorrow. I said, just say that to yourselves, and then tomorrow we'll see how things go. The next day, we're in the cafeteria, and neither one of our kids had their children's legs removed. They said that poem got us through it. I said, thank you very much. They said, hope. I said, yes, we all have hope. So I'm saying, you never know where your poetry will help someone. You never know where we'll build somebody up and give somebody hope, or give somebody joy, give somebody happiness. Another one, a lady's husband had Alzheimer, and she was taking care of him. She said, could you write me a poem? I said, from his point of view or for yours? And she said, from mine. As you see, he has no mind. I said, okay. And so the it's called a love song, but the last few verses said, you don't know it, my husband, my dear, but I love you still, always did and always will. She said, that's exactly what I want. He doesn't know that, but I said, but you know it. She said, yes. So he did pass on, but she said, that has helped me go on with my life. So you never know when you're helping someone through your poetry. You never know. And another couple had been married 50 years, and they said, you know, they're giving us all kinds of gifts and things like that. Could you write us a poem? So I said, they showed me a picture when they got married. I said, look at you, looking like a princess and a prince when you got married. It brings us to now, the 50th wedding vow. Standing together, side by side, 50-year wedding vow, looking like a king and a queen, each the other's everything. They said, we get more than anything we got, and they put it in a gold ring and hung it over their couch. So you never know how you can really... Isn't that amazing? You never know how you can build people up. And I really don't know how I write poetry. It just comes to me. I asked a literary teacher one time, you know, how do you... I said, are you born a poet? Or he said, well, number one, you have to learn your English. I remember my first spelling lesson, dog in at me it. Well, people didn't like the spelling, but I loved it. So, and then we had to write everybody's name, and mine's Penelope. Another girl's name was Jacqueline. They didn't like it because our names were long, but I loved that. So I figured out, oh, you know, I'm going to love English, and I'm going to love literature. And then I found out I was a poet. And then they said, I'm a famous poet. And I said, my goodness gracious. And then my doctor said, I was in New York, and I saw your picture in Times Square. I said, oh, my goodness, he had the picture. I said, whoa, I did not know that. And he said, I didn't know you were a famous poet. I said, neither did I. And here's another good thing I want to share with all of you all. University of Kentucky has an award for me. Okay, my name is Dr. Jane Penelope Johnston, Ph.D. People call me Penny, P-E-N-N-Y. But it is the Dr. Penny Johnston Award for the best poet. It's a freshman, and it's $1,000 in perpetuity from now on. She came from University of Kentucky. I said, why me? She said, you're the best poet we've ever seen in Kentucky. I said, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. Is that amazing? I was shocked and so thrilled. I was over the moon. It was so nice. And so I never dreamed in a million years that I would go that far as a poet. But then I teach poetry to people. This is lovely. A young man said, I'm a poet. I said, I'm going to help you. I said, I bet you got your poetry in a shoebox under your bed. Two things. You're either afraid of rejection or acceptance. Acceptance, you're afraid they'll want more from you, and you're afraid you can't deliver it. Or rejection, you're afraid it'll hurt your feelings. I said, just go ahead and try to promote a few of your poems. I said, there's a poetry book called, there's a writer's market and a poetry market one, and they're asking for poems. And he called me up and he said, guess what? I'm getting published. I've got three poems
published. Fantastic.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. Now, here's a good thing we all know. We all know this one poem all over the United States. What is it? It's the Star Spangled Banner. We sing it all the time before ball games. And after it's a poem, right? It started out as a poem, and they put music to it. So we all know that together. So that holds us together, correct? So that's why I write poetry, to, you know, kind of hold people together, give people hope, help people when I can. And sometimes the principal will ask me to write a poem when a school kids are getting ready to graduate. And this is a very nice poem. And just there are four lines, and I think Dennis Whiteley wrote this. You can have a gold medallion. You can have your own black stallion if you think you can. It's not the high noble birth or the color of your skin. It's your attitude that helps you win. He said, that's exactly what I want my kids to learn, your attitude about life. I said, thank you very much. So he read that to his kids. So
amazing.
You never know.
It's just the power of poetry. I mean, as you're telling the stories and it touches so many different emotions, the book is A Penny for Your Thoughts. You'll find it wherever books are sold by Penny Johnson, our guest on the program, back with us on the program. Penny, what influences you as a writer? I get the impression just about everything around you has an influence on you, and you can turn it into a poetry if you need to.
I think it has to do with the satisfaction I have, and I'll have to give my husband credit because he believed in me. He said, you know, if anybody wants a poem and you need it, and then Hilltop Records, Hollywood, California, wanted me to write song lyrics. And I wrote song lyrics for them for 16 years, and they would say, we need a poem for you in 10 days. And I said, I don't have it. He said, you'll have it. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and write it. And they'll write back and they said, we have the poem and we're sending music to it. And it's going to be a song. And they sent me tapes and they sent me DVDs of a song, of the poem, of the song lyrics that I wrote. I couldn't believe it. But my husband believed in me. And I felt it's hard to not be a poet. I'll put it that way.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Yes, it's hard to not be one. When you're a poet, you know, and so when I'm writing song lyrics or poetry or poems that people ask me for, or poems for no reason at all, I feel like then another poem will be coming. That's just, I think I was born to be a poet. I think it's one of my gifts. And so I'm blessed that if I can help someone with my poetry. And well, I would love to do that.
And you do that. I was going to ask how you would like people to remember your poetry. And maybe you just said that you have been able to touch people in so many ways. How do you hope your poetry is remembered?
I hope it's remembered like this, that Penny Johnson was the poet to lift you up, give you hope, and give you joy. That's why I do it, to lift you up, give you hope, and give you joy. That's why I do it. I love people. I am a member of the Jerry Falwell's church, and he asked me to be a member of it. I said, his son did. I said, no. I said, your father is very judgmental. He said, no. He said, you know, you told my father that he judges people, and since you said, if you love people, you'll win them. He's been so sweet and kind. I said, oh, that's nice. He said, we want to make you a regent of Liberty University. I said, oh, thank you very much. And they said, no, thank you. And so they used my poetry for the students there in college.
Amazing.
Man, I couldn't believe this. So I said, thank you very much. He said, no, thank you. And he said, you know, we're always going to think of you as somebody we can call if we need some poetry or somebody to be built up. I said, thank you very much. So people call me all the time and ask me to write poems for them or whatever. So I think I don't have it, and then I do get it. And the audience, want to see who's the audience? Who are the people that want you to write for them? So what are they about? How can you help them? And that's how you do it, okay? You have to see who the audience is. So I'm just blessed to be able to do that, and I love to do it, and I love to be a poet, and I love to meet other poets because they said, you know, I was always the only one that wrote poetry, and I was weird. I said, well, no. He said, you never know. I said, well, we just band together, and we just try to figure out, you know, how we're poets. But I said, I cannot not write poetry. We'll put it that way. And I'm going to say this, too. I'm a Christian counselor, and if you read Psalms and Proverbs, those are all poems. King David was a poet. And so if people want me to write a poem, I'll read some of those Psalms, and I'll get an incentive, and then I'll write a poem, and it comes. It does. So sometimes if you read something, it will help you to remember how to write a poem. Sometimes you look at the audience who you're going to be writing the poem for. Sometimes you look at the personality of the person, and that's how I continue to do that. And now I need to say this. Are you ready? I've been doing this since I was 10. Now I'm 82 and I'm still doing it.
That's just amazing. Yes, you have to be a poet. Well into 7 decades of writing poems that have enlightened and amazed so many people, as Penny's talking about in the program. A Penny for Your Thoughts, the name of the book, award-winning. The book is a bestseller. The book is shaping lives and making such great impact. It's a book you need to have up on the bookshelf, refer it from time to time, buy a few copies, give out to friends. There's something in there for everybody. Again, A Penny for Your Thoughts by Penny Johnson. Penny, do you have a poem, maybe, and I hate to say, do you have a favorite, but a poem that you'd put at the top of the list that you would share with us on the program today?
I do, and can I read it to you? Hold on.
Yes, yes, please do.
Okay, it's called Beauty Beyond Belief. Leaves of scarlet, gold, and purple hue, swaying on tree limbs, foe's way of uplifting you. By day a brisk breeze, night falls, almost a freeze. Every day more gorgeous than the one before, moving forward, more beauty, much more. Bits of ice crystals on windows of cars, heads turn up to drink in the stars. Harvest is coming soon, look at the moon. October takes your breath away. Soon November's here to stay, but October's memory will never go away. The reason I love October is my sister's birthday is October the 31st, Halloween, and she loved her birthday, so I wrote that in honor of her. However, I'll say this. winter, I have some winter poems. I have a summer poem. I have a spring poem. I have all of the seasons, so on and so forth. And then when people ask me to write a poem, depending on what the season is, I can do that. And I've just been blessed to be able to be a poet and to meet lovely people that are recipients of my poetry and love poetry and love what I do. And it helps them, and it helps me to do that for them because, you know, it doesn't cost me a thing. And so
yes,
you can get the poetry book at any bookstore. You can get it online. You can get in Google. You can get the book A Penny for Your Thoughts. It's gone worldwide. And there's a copies of it in England, Germany, and in France, everywhere. Because when I went to International Society of Poets convention in Washington, D.C., I was so thrilled to be with all these other poets from around the world. I could not believe it. And this lady there, she said, "You have a gift for poetry the likes of which we've never seen before." And I said, "Thank you very much." And so they made me an advisor to the International Society of Poets.
That's fantastic.
I couldn't believe that either. But my grandmother said, "You know, someday your name's going to be up in lights." Well, guess what? Up comes this big screen. It says, "Penny Johnson, advisor to the International Society of Poets." I could not believe that my grandmother is a prophet.
Yes, there it was in bright lights. It's just an amazing story, and Penny continues to impact lives in such a positive way. How long did it take you to put together this collection of poems for A Penny for Your Thoughts?
A lifetime. I'll tell you what.
Ooh, interesting.
I wrote my first poem when I was 10. It's really kind of a little bit sad. My school was called Broadway School. My mother went to it. I lived one block away. And they called, and it's old joke. They said, "Oh, the school's on fire." And I thought, you know. And they said, "The school is on fire." I looked out my back window. I lived a block away, and the school was burning.
Wow.
It was on fire. So I wrote, I think a fire is a proper way. But so I wrote this poem. You know, if it had been on a Friday, we would have all perished. It happened on a Saturday. So we better make something worthwhile out of our lives. And I put it in the form of a poem, and they put it in the town newspaper. And a friend of mine who's a professor at DePaul University said, "I carried that poem with me everywhere I go." He said, "I try to make something worthwhile of my life every day." And I said, "True."
It's amazing.
Because, you know, today's the first day of your life or the last day of your life. So you try to make something worthwhile of your life every day. Try to be a contributor. Try to do something that makes the world a better place. And I do that through my poetry.
Well, and you can find that. The book is A Penny for Your Thoughts, and I guarantee you, you will have several pages you will want to copy and carry around, like Penny was talking about the gentleman doing with that today is a new day. It's a brand new day, first day of the rest of your life, and gives them some motivation to keep going. The book is so well written. Are you working on anything now, any new collection of poetry?
If I'm asked to do it, I will. However, this book sort of encompasses my whole life. It starts way off. And the first poem in there, this was quite a privilege. The first poem, the International Society of Poets, our first poem was, "Write Your Part." It's going to be a football field long, which is 100 yards, as you well know. "Write your poem, and we're going to all send a football field long, and we're going to send your part of the poem to the United Nations." And it's called A Poem for Peace. And that's the first one in the book. Do you want me to read it to you? I can. Hold on.
Yes, please do. Yes. Penny Johnson, our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at all of the usual places, your friendly neighborhood bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of those. And a link on our website that will take you to information on Penny, and you'll be able to purchase her book there as well. So many exciting things. I get an update every time we talk with new exciting things that Penny has done and people she's impacted during her life. It's just amazing. And as we close out the program today, we've got a poem that Penny is going to read for us. And again, all of the information available on Amazon. You'll get information on the book and be able to make a purchase there as well. And if you're traveling and you can't remember all of this, well, just go to thisweekinamerica.us and we'll have a link there so you'll be able to get information on Penny and the book as well. Don't know if Penny, Benny, are you back with us?
I am, and here's the poem for peace that went to the United Nations.
Great.
We can't have peace, we don't believe we can, till every person belongs to the family of man. We must say to humanity today, peace is the only way. Who are we? We are you and I. We can't have peace if we don't try. We must care about each other, each and in every way. Then peace would be just a breath away, riding on transparent wings here to stay. World peace will begin when there's peace within us, each of us. So that's a poem for peace, and that's my part that's sent to the United Nations, and everybody else sent a part. It's 100 yards long.
That's
and we
just
send it to the United Nations.
Absolutely
nice?
Amazing. And Penny Johnson is a part of that. And I guess I should call you what? Dr. Jane Penelope Johnson, is that the official name?
Doctor of Letters. I got my PhD from New York for philanthropy and philosophy. Isn't that amazing? I'm just as shocked as you. And you know what? It's wonderful. I'm only 5'3" tall. I can't believe all this came out of me.
Well, it's amazing. And you keep taking people and inspiring them and giving them motivation to get through life. A few seconds left in the program. Any final thoughts on your book that we haven't covered today that you'd like people to know? Because the book is, it's there. It's there to help people. And it's been doing that for so many people. Any final thoughts on the book before we say goodbye?
I would say this, my gift of this Penny for Your Thoughts is my gift to the world. If you want to get it for gifts for your children, for birthdays, Christmas, whatever, it doesn't cost that much. Get it because they will gain from it. And I'm so grateful that I have this gift to give. And thank you very much for remembering me and trying to understand that the reason I did this was to, this is my gift to the world. And at my advanced age, you'll remember me because I'm leaving this behind me, okay?
What a
However,
legacy.
My grandfather lived to be 95, so don't worry. I'm gonna be around a while.
Well, we've got you know, another 13 years. That's 7 or 8 more interviews, so I'll count. I'm gonna write it down now in pen, so we will be committed to do this. The book is the kind of book that you'll buy like maybe a half dozen at a time. They're nice to have around when you want to say thank you to somebody who's done something special for you. Here's a really personal way to do that, and they will get something out of the poetry, and they will be moved by what Penny has done. Penny, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the program. Look forward to doing it again. Take care, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased. I'm over the moon, and you're so very nice, and happy holidays, and happy new year coming along. Thank you so very much, Rick.
And same to you, Penny.
Penny, thank you, dear.
Penny Johnson, Penny for Your Thoughts, the name of the book. Book available wherever books are sold. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.